Hey guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed, episode 125. I'm Christy, your host, and this week I want to talk about my journey of starting to like myself, developing an appreciation and a compassion for myself, and then on the journey of loving myself consistently. I never understood the importance of the relationship you have with yourself, because I don't think we're ever taught any of this. Like, really, the most important thing in our lives are the relationship that we have with ourselves first, because it will emulate how we interface with every single person in our lives. And it'll affect our entire lives. It creates our entire lives. So our perspectives, our point of views, and everything, if that comes from a place of pain or judgment, that's going to bleed into all of our other relationships, all of our communication, all of the way we react to things and to people. And it really does dictate our existence. I never knew how important it was until I really analyzed and thought about it and dissected it for myself. Now, as women, I know we really do pick ourselves apart. We're hard on ourselves. Like, all of my friends and just women that I know, it's like we're so hardwired to be compassionate and nurturing. A lot of us, right, are that way. It's just in our DNA to be, I don't know, on the maternal nurturing side. And we are, you know, I don't know, we must muster up the strength to be that for other people, but we are really not that for ourselves. I know I wasn't. My friends that I speak to are also on their own journeys of being more compassionate to themselves. And when that happens, you can come from a way gentler, way more loving and authentic place in your relationships with other people. Because if you can be that for yourself, you can be more than that and more than enough of that for the people that you love. Now, I'm going to go back to my process because it's the best way for me to explain and maybe give you some sort of an understanding of how I started unfolding this for myself. I grew up adopted Korean in an all-white environment. My family is all white. My sister's adopted Korean as well. But my brother and my parents and all of my extended family are white. Grew up in a middle class environment, and it was a bit unstable. I mean, like every family, highly dysfunctional, a lot of stress, a lot of just arguing and not feeling, I never really felt like safe. And I certainly never felt safe or protected in my own skin because, I don't know, I experienced a lot of discrimination and that stayed with me for most of my life. So I felt very on high alert all the time and very sensitive about being Asian, about, you know, and that translated into a lot of like self-loathing, not appreciating what I looked like physically, feeling ashamed of what I was, so different in an environment where everybody, you know, looked the same. And although I had a community and friends and people that accepted and loved me, I never accepted and loved myself for who I was, what my nationality was, and what I looked like. So over the years, I developed a lot of shame and self-loathing around myself. And then on top of that, I had ADHD, ADD, that went undiagnosed. So I had a lot of deep-seated, you know, insecurities and fears and things that I needed to work through that I didn't realize I needed to work through. I know a lot of people have issues with their body and their weight, and they judge and beat themselves up about that. Other people have deep-seated issues about being lovable and feeling unworthy of being lovable. You know, those are just some big things that I can think of that many people face. I had my issues with my ethnicity, my face, my eyes, and just the fact that I never felt smart. And I think it was because I was just never aware of the fact that I had ADD and that I had to learn differently. So I just felt like I couldn't learn. And for that reason, I felt dumb. Okay, that was long-winded, but I wanted to give you the backstory because I feel like we all have these things that we need to unravel and unpack and kind of think through to understand why we are the way that we are. So fast forward, you know, into my adult life where I really built my self-esteem and my ego on external things. So, you know, that obviously wasn't the way to go because I ended up crashing hard when I realized that those weren't things that were going to make me happy. And I needed to do the inner work of really appreciating and loving myself. And that needed to start at the foundation. So how I basically began the journey of starting to like myself on like a deep level and love myself. And now I'm like in a place, in a space where I really look at myself with heart and compassion and love because I know who I am. And I know what I'm trying to achieve. I know what my mission is. My mission, even in recording this podcast, is just connecting with people in a real human, authentic way. And that makes me feel really happy and really moved and touched. Like going on my social media and talking about my journey, talking about my love of fashion and where that started, and just sharing that level of my personal world and my heart and my life with people makes me feel really full. It fills me up. But getting there started, it was a combination of things. It was starting to course correct on some of the things that I thought I could get away with. For instance, like being more concerned about what I got out of life. Instead of being concerned with how I can connect with people and connect with people on like a mutual reciprocation level. So being able to say like, this is what I'm about and how can I help you? You know, I feel like when we do that, when we come from a place of wanting to contribute, we can really build community, and with building the community comes so much opportunity for everybody because we can all lift each other and help each other. And to me, that makes me feel so, so happy. So coming from more of a place of what can I contribute or provide versus what can I get, that was and continues to be really instrumental in my life to fill me up, to fill my heart up. Another thing that really fills me up and keeps me feeling positive in really dark times is working out. It really just changes the physiology of how I think, how I feel. Even if I go right back to that negative place, like I work out in the morning, so like by midday, if I'm fried and I'm just feeling like spent and beat up or whatever, I can know that I can reset again the next morning or whenever I just start moving my body. So that has also been something. Also, like pushing myself during the workouts helps me. That bleeds into my everyday life of pushing myself to do things to achieve my goals. That's another thing that's helped me in this whole process. And just instead of, this is huge, but instead of judging myself for making mistakes or for not knowing answers to things or for feeling negative things that I don't want to feel, I used to judge myself for being jealous of situations or people. I used to judge myself for not knowing things and beating myself up about feeling stupid. Instead of doing that, I feel like I can release those feelings and feel compassion for the person that I was that used to feel those things on a really regular basis. So those are kind of the foundational things that have really helped me heal my heart, heal my soul, heal my past, and bring me into this new chapter of real liberation. I'm experiencing a liberation right now in my life that I never have. And that's the greatest gift of all that I could do and give to myself, is freeing myself of the pain that I was walking with through my life and loving myself for the amount of time that I exposed myself and continue to live in that way, and just having compassion and agreeing, making the agreement to myself that that's not the way I want to move through life anymore. So anyway, that's a roundabout way. I mean, it's been a journey and it's taken me time, a lot of time and a lot of hours of journaling, working through things, figuring things out, being the detective of my past to figure out what I need to change in order to have a different life now. So I hope you guys like the episode. Hit subscribe, rate and review the podcast, and I will talk to you guys next week. For first-time listeners, go to the website, www.stylereform.fashion, and you can use the code POD, P-O-D, for 20% off. I'll see you guys next week.